Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, great killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Is it that time of week again? Okay. Lord, this week's flown by.
It's been a busy week. It's been a very busy week, Mike. You had a good week, buddy?
Yeah, I have. I've had a good week and some beautiful weather. Enjoyed it. I went and went to
good fishing.
River Shack yesterday.
Close enough. You were next to a river that has fish in it.
That's
essentially fishing.
So we were had a nice breeze, listened to a band that plays, a bunch of guys and girls that
play music?
That play at the Cedar Street Social Club on Tuesday nights. They'll play there at the River Shack every now and then, and draws a good crowd, and it was just such a nice breeze coming off the bay in Dog River. And just good people and fun. I hung out with the guy who owns Mama Bob's Barbecue and some other friends of ours. He was fun to talk to. You know, he's real proud of what he's done down there and all the work he's done. So he's invited us to come down and check it out. Well, I don't know if that means we get a free meal, but
I'm surprised that wasn't your first question. We get a free meal?
You feed us for free. And he was a super guy, and we need to get by there and say hi.
Absolutely.
Hi to him, and call eating up in here. My week's been kind of uneventful, which is okay with me. Okay with me. How about you?
Oh, it started out smoothly and got busy towards the end. Mm-hmm. In fact, Friday, I worked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Two different places all over the place, driving around, doing catering stuff and everything.
Yeah.
Started 9 in the morning and left downtown Mobile between 10:30 and 11.
Mm.
And made the mistake of hitting a drive-thru on the way home because I hadn't eaten all day. And it came back to haunt me about 4.5 hours later.
Ooh.
And haunted me all day Saturday. So the extent of my football was I didn't watch anything at all.
Okay.
I know some results. They wouldn't have made me feel any better. But there were some that did make me feel better because South Alabama.
You know,
They were a 15-point underdog to UCLA, and they lost by 1 point. And I looked at that and went, I see South Alabama winning it by 15 before I do UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually put some money on it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And I had faith in Vanderbilt.
Okay.
And they won.
Cool.
So that's all I did. That was the only two games that
they covered the point spread, though?
They were.
At South, I guess they did if they were 15 points.
Yeah. Yeah, by 14. They almost won it. And Vanderbilt was a 2-point underdog, and the last score I saw, because a buddy was just sending me text messages. Like I said, I was just sleeping when I got home Saturday, and he, you know, because I had seen like a halftime score, they were down by 14 points. I went, oh well, I'm going to break even, and didn't worry about it. And then he sent me a text message. He said, our backup quarterback's probably one of the best in the conference. He said, I think it was like 475 yards. 4 touchdowns, and they won going away on the road in Illinois.
You know,
by Vanderbilt standards, it's a great season so far.
Yeah.
I mean, they're 3-1 now. He had a bet. The over-under on Vanderbilt for wins this year was 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
All they had to do was win 3 games, and he turned – because he lives in Nashville. And he turned, I think, a $50 bet into $1,000 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
With that.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, I noticed Bo Nix had a pretty good game.
I saw some stocks on that. It's easy when you don't play anybody. I mean, that was one of the things that he needed was to go to a conference. Go to a conference that didn't have the best defenses in country. He went to a conference with the worst defenses in the country.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that will help build with the confidence. You know what? He'd be putting up the same numbers if he'd have stayed with Brian Harsin. What he finally got was a coach that could develop quarterbacks. He had his best year statistically last year.
Yeah.
Wasn't a great year, but it was better than his first 2 years when Gus, and this has been one of the big kicks on Gus, and it's proven out. The NFL said it over and over again. He doesn't develop quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And, you know, we look back now. We had this guy, Kyle Frazier. He's like the fourth best quarterback in the country coming out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he threw four passes in his career at Auburn. Jeremy Johnson should be a Hall of Famer in the NFL right now. And Gus ruined his career.
Okay.
And it's just a long succession of that. And then NFL said when Jared Stidham got there, they said had he not been under Briles at Baylor and Gus Malzahn at Auburn, he would have been probably the first overall pick in the draft.
Yeah.
He got no development since high school.
How about that?
And, you know, that's coming back to haunt us. It's obvious now, you know, and stuff like that. There are deficiencies from the previous coaching staff that we're still not over yet. And Texas is feeling the same thing. You know, their previous coaching staff was bad.
Cool.
And it takes more than a year to dig out of that. And then, like Texas, when you got Board of Trustees constantly meddling, you're not going to dig out of it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, guess whose birthday it is today?
Oh, I don't know, but we missed one last week.
The U.S. Air Force. U.S. Air Force is 75 years old today.
75?
Mm-hmm. 75.
So that's when they switched from being... it's commemorating when they went from being the Army Air Corps to officially their own branch.
I guess. Yeah. All I know is it's their 75th birthday.
Is it 75 years since World War II?
I don't know.
I can't do the math in my head right now, but they were originally the Army Air Corps, and after World War II, before Korea, right in that time period, I think is when they became their own branch of the military. Yeah.
So when did whose birthday we miss?
I don't recall.
Okay,
well, that's your job, but it
one coming up. Yeah. One coming up, I think Tuesday is Dalton's, our own very own Dalton's birthday is coming up this Tuesday. So
he's a fine young man.
A fine young man. Yeah. He's been developed well here.
So. Well, I wasn't talking about all that, man, but whatever.
Well, he's kind of growing up here. You know, I don't know about growing up, but he's...
Well, looky there. We got a comment on our Facebook broadcast from Bob Langford. Does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bama Bob's Barbecue on the Parkway.
What did he say?
It just says Bama Bob's Barbecue on the Parkway.
Oh, I thought
that's
he said,
the whole message.
I thought he was going to say, yeah, sure, y'all come eat free.
No, he's just making sure everybody knows it's Bama Bob's Barbecue on the Parkway. I said it three times. That constitutes a commercial.
What's your address? We want to send you a bill.
No, we do these things. I mean, we are lucky to have great sponsors that keep the show on the air, because without them, we wouldn't be on the air.
Mm-hmm.
and every show on the station can say the same thing, too. But one of the reasons that they allow us, that they keep us on the air so that we can do things like you just did for Bama Bob. And you know, we'll throw shout-outs to, you know, like the Hickory Pit and Sims. I'm there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and places like that. And you just mentioned River Shack. And, folks, that's what this show's about. Celebrating our local food and dining scene, our culture, our music, everything to do with a good night out on the town. That's what Sip and Chew's about.
Our day on the town.
Yeah, and we're getting to the time of year. I mean, we're in false fall right now.
Thursday is fall official on a calendar. But right,
that's not official. That's on a calendar. It has nothing to do with official. Official.
For our fall, anyway.
But my guess, because, I mean, we're supposed to be 98 degrees this week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the nights are still going to be 70-ish,
mm-hmm.
which that's not fall in the rest of the country. That's the dead of summer in the rest of the country. Everybody else gets to cool off at night.
Yeah, I know, because in Chattanooga, they have a big wine festival, Wine Over Water. It's the first Saturday in October each month. And when you go to that thing, all the trees are bright red and orange and yellow.
Yeah, closer you get to the Arctic Circle, the cooler the weather gets, Mike. Did you realize that?
Is that how that works? Crazy.
My mom said we were in Gatlinburg when I was a kid, and we went and bought a big chuck shoulder steak, which is the one steak three people eat off of. And my dad was very good at grilling those so that they were tender and delicious. And we cooked it on a little hibachi right there next to Roaring Fork Creek. We love that place. You hear the water the whole time you're sleeping. And my mom got about four pieces in and went, well, it's my gosh, it's gotten cold. Well, I guess things do cool off faster in the mountains. And that became a phrase my family said from then on. Anytime anything was cool. Oh, well, Mama, things do cool off faster in the mountains.
251-343-0106 is the Callahan Irish Social Club text and phone in line.
Oh, said it like a pro.
I get so tired of working all day. I want somebody who wants me to play.
Get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Michael.
See? What do you want? I'm sleeping.
Oh, well, I want to thank our fine friends at Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Roy Seward, the mayor of Flochelle.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Who do you want to thank?
Oh, we certainly want to. I was just there this morning. Bob's Downtown Diner, corner Fat and Happy.
I was going to ask you, where was that?
Yeah, I had the
Bailey's Breakfast.
Chicken fried steak this morning.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure your doctor loves that. But
and over easy eggs and sausage.
Yeah.
So, and also.
How you want those eggs? Easy like a Sunday morning.
There you go. Sunday morning easy.
Yep.
I've been cooking poached eggs all week, so mm-hmm. I needed something with some grease and butter on it. But also,
is that what your shirt's made of this morning?
Yeah,
I just picking wanted up trash on the side.
Well,
of the
I wanted to make
and
sure
not wanting to get. Hit.
I wanted to make sure nobody's somebody did see me and didn't hit me or anything.
I've got a shirt almost identical to that I wear when I'm cycling.
The other night, Seattle Seahawks was on, and it looked like a bunch of highlighters running around on the TV screen. But it was so bright,
and
that lime green.
Their original color scheme, the blue and green, the Jim Zorn days, that was a beautiful uniform.
Oh, okay,
that blue green combination was great, and it. If you've ever seen like Nautica stuff, the polo shirts and stuff made for people that sail, they use that color scheme a lot, and it's gorgeous.
Is it as beautiful as the color of the pimento cheese at Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar?
Nothing's that beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. They have anything besides pimento cheese there?
Oh, they got charcuterie boards. They got all kind of stuff.
Anything to drink?
A little bit of vino,
you know. Oh, they have wine.
Nothing like Charlie would want, you know. Nothing there like Charlie would want, that Charlie would drink. So, but anyway, this it's anti-Charlie wine list there.
Anti-Charlie.
So they're safe. They're safe. And then we want to thank our fine folks over there at Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats. Oh, and those wonderful guys at Alabama Coastal Magazine.
We'll hear more from them at the bottom.
Yeah, he's calling at the bottom of the hour. So.
But yeah,
next segment.
But if you want to know what's going on with him and you miss the next segment, go over to their Facebook page or go to alabamacoasting.com.
He's got some interesting things to talk about, what I understand.
Good, good. Words are always candy on a talk show.
So I understand we got a new West, you know, he's got a new...
What are you saying?
You sent me the message, a new faux bar or something like that, or
No, it's a ramen bar.
Ramen bar.
Yeah. West.
See, my mind was ramen there.
Your mind wasn't working at all.
My mind was ramen there.
Your mind was caught in a loop.
That's not too far from where I stay.
Yeah.
Downtown,
yeah.
But...
Yeah, it's coming... And it's locally owned, too. It's not like a chain coming in.
Yeah.
But if you remember when we were in Beverly Hills.
How can I forget?
Yeah. That night when we tried to go to the Viet Cajun place, and you would have loved that because there was no chopsticks involved.
Mm-hmm.
It was just what you're used to with crawfish, but involving all seafood, which how's that a bad thing?
No, it doesn't sound like it in my book.
Yeah. And we couldn't get in because... You know, they were closing in an hour, and the line was an hour and a half long. We found a ramen place that was phenomenal.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
Place was terrific. That's ramen. Those noodle bowls like that. And Mobile needs something like that because it's very healthy food. It's delicious.
Right.
I know that the chopsticks, you're not necessarily anti-Asian food.
No.
Your fingers are. They just they don't get along with chopsticks.
I do pretty well with chopsticks.
But
I negotiate. But, I have to stab it sometimes.
And you had a ramen, and I was glad that you let me taste a little of yours that I've never had, which is that black ramen.
Mm-hmm.
That was spectacular. And I don't know what makes it black, but it was
it wasn't burnt, that's for sure.
I think maybe make like black garlic, maybe squid ink. Sure. I don't know. But something like that, that it was just delicious. And there are probably people out there that know 1,000 times more about ramen than I do. So if you want to send us a text message or call in and you know, further detail.
So you're saying that ramen is no longer, it's not just for college students and Mardi Gras floats anymore.
It is important to distinguish that what you're referring to is not ramen. That's ramen noodles.
Yeah.
It's a packaged, I'm doing quotes, folks, around food.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is the, I think the World Health Organization said it is the least healthy food product on planet Earth. It is dangerously bad as far as sodium and other things like that.
Hmm.
This is the actual fresh noodles, handmade, cooked to order in a wonderful broth with whatever else goes in it. You know, and you kind of get to pick that getting the different types of ramen.
Right.
This is the actual stuff that stuff is ripping off.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen, you know, the camping shows and stuff. That is a very popular thing for people to take camping with them.
Oh,
because it's very light.
When I was in Boy Scouts, my little 8-year-old, 9-year-old kids were bringing their little packs of ramen. Right.
And there is nothing wrong with eating something like that for a meal occasionally.
Right.
You don't want to eat, if you want to live, you don't want to eat a pack of ramen noodles every day. That is just, you're not going to make 40. Doing that. There's a lot of millennials that won't hit 40 because they eat ramen noodles every day because they don't want to spend more than 23 cents on a meal. Well,
I saw a couple, was it a month or so ago, with the tractor trailer rig wrecked with full of ramen noodles. I think it was, they were out like $22.
Yeah.
The whole load was a loss of $22.
Right. But backpacking do that. And there have been people that will take the ramen noodles, throw the seasoning pack away and just crush the noodles and put them on real food.
Yeah.
For the crunch and stuff.
I mean, I'd like that. I mean, I'd do that in salads. I'll get the a number of fried noodles.
Yeah.
And put that on my salad or put it in my soup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, put it on my peanut butter.
But a regular diet of packaged ramen is a very unhealthy diet.
Okay.
But real ramen is a very healthy diet.
Every day.
It's just, it's kind of like with salmon.
Yeah.
You get wild-caught salmon from the U.S., Nova Scotia, Scotland, those areas. Very healthy. You get this, doing quotes again, Atlantic salmon, which doesn't exist. There's no such thing as an Atlantic salmon.
Mm-hmm.
But you see it in stores all the time, Atlantic salmon. It is farm-raised in Peru on the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
And it is one of the least healthy things you can eat.
What gets me is Chilean sea bass.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's nothing unhealthy about that.
Well, I know that, but a lot of it doesn't come from Chile.
No, all of it comes from Chile.
No.
It's a specific breed that is only in Chile, but people pass other fish off
That's what I'm getting to, right.
Yeah.
Where I've seen where they usually actually use sea bass from Australia.
Right, which is not the same species.
No, and I've
not
had,
even related.
I've had Chilean sea bass in Chile, in Santiago, cooked in leaves, banana leaves. Yeah.
Very common in Central America and South America.
It was so good.
And, well, you find that a lot here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not restaurants that pull a fast one on you. It's the supplier that pulls one on them.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, and you know, the FDA pops in and does these inspections. If you got grouper on your menu, they check the DNA and it's not grouper, you're getting a hefty fine.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's a criminal offense, and it should be a criminal offense. Yeah. It's like the thing that Subway did with the tuna.
Yeah.
There wasn't any tuna or any fish at all in their tuna fish. And I don't know why no one's in jail for
that. They're starting to do that with regular food, you know. And, you know, they're wanting us to meet all these near meats or...
Those are all crashing and burning because they're not healthy.
I hope they do.
Yeah, the you know, McDonald's severed their ties with Beyond Beef. Beyond Beef is going under.
Good.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because here's another thing. It's just like when we took vegetable oil, hydrogenated it to make a vegetable-based shortening, and we created something 100 times worse than lard.
Yeah. Be careful what you do. I mean, the stuff that's tried and true, and you made your mom, your aunts and uncles and your grandmas live to be 120 years old.
Right. But one of the ingredients in Beyond Beef and those other vegetable substitutes is a vegetable hemoglobin that they just call heme. Humans aren't supposed to eat that. The FDA has not had a chance to see the effects of it yet, but say that. But the FDA says heme is something that humans have never eaten before this stuff came out. So the fact that we haven't eaten it means our bodies cannot
process
it.
I never have seen or heard of that.
H-E-M-E. It's one of the prime ingredients in those plant-based meats. And it's Garrick Ogburn explained to me the science. And he said it's a vegetable hemoglobin. Well, we're humans. We should have human hemoglobins.
Yeah.
Not hemoglobins from any other species.
Or a planet.
Right. At least until we know what the effects are going to be. And, you know, this may be the one time that in 20 years we find out, oh, yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
But we need 20 years to find out first, because we didn't take 20 years with shortening, and we didn't take 20 years with high fructose corn syrup. And now we have an obesity crisis.
All right. 251-340-1106 is our Callahan's Irish Social Club. When we come back, we're going to have David Calmetti with Southern Coastal
Alabama Coasting Magazine. You need to write this
and
down.
He's going to talk of some food sports.
Heck yeah.
At Alice's restaurant, walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track, and you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All that cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When you get drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spoodie, drink wine. Wine, spoodie, drink
wine. Ready, folks, as promised, we have David Calametti on here on the line.
Can you say the name of the magazine?
Alabama Coastal Magazine.
Nope.
Coasting.
It's nothing personal, David. He's been like this since he got COVID hit.
Yeah.
And he's worse. Called me Marcus a few times.
He looks like a Marcus.
Well, I can see that.
He looks like a Marcus.
What y'all got going on, David? Anything at all? Y'all doing anything these days?
No, we're just kind of goofing off. You know, we're going to print the magazine in the fall. We haven't printed the magazine since COVID started, but we're going to print it in the fall. We're actually coming out with a new title, Food Sport Magazine, Food Sport Report, with our partner out of Montgomery, BBQ Productions. So that's going to be our next project coming out. But in terms of events, we're doing a few things. First off, I do want to give a shout-out to Bob Langford at Bama Bob's. It's one of the best barbecue places you're going to find in coastal Alabama.
Are they open on Sundays?
Really good job.
Okay.
You guys need to go try that out, even if you have to pay for the meal, Mike.
I don't mind paying,
but he would rather not.
I'm just kidding.
which is funny, the same thing he's told the divorce judge a couple of times. I'd rather not pay, but I don't mind.
It's not going to influence my thoughts and
love of the product.
Just
he would appreciate it.
I hear nothing but great things about it, and I just, I'm over across the bay working every day during the week, and I'm not in Mobile that much except on the weekends.
Yeah,
I guess I could go by there on a Saturday.
Bobby stepped in the last year that World Food Championship was at Orange Beach. We had a team for the veterans group that we support, ahero.com.
Yeah.
And Bobby stepped in to represent that team in the barbecue competition, and really appreciate that. It was a great time. We did a little interview and stuff. So, but he does fantastic stuff down there. He doesn't compete anymore. He just competes in the restaurant business, which is, as you know,
that's a competition in itself. Yeah.
My purpose today is to let people know, September 30th and October 1st, we're going to be in the Bayou in Bila Battery doing a cooking competition. The major thing is our steak cook-off, which will happen on Saturday. We've got two cooks going on, two different steak competitions. But on Friday evening, we're going to do a pizza competition. And because it's in the Bayou, it's pizza with shrimp. But anybody is welcome to join that. It's $50 to compete in that event. And then on Saturday, you want to cook in the steak. You do not have to be a member of the State Cook-Off Association to compete. You just go to steakcookoffs.com and register. It's $160 for one or $320 for the if you want to compete twice.
And y'all supply and the steaks for that?
No, it's a $1,000 cash prize. You know, mm-hmm. we I think total purse is like $6,800 for that thing.
Right.
So if you're into showing off your steak chops, that's a way to do it. But more importantly, we have an ancillary that Saturday, which is a seafood soup competition. And you can actually do some prepping ahead of time with the soup. You don't have to fix it all that day, obviously, because if you're going to do something like a gumbo, it takes a little longer than what you need. It's only $25 to enter, and the winner is a qualifier for the World Food Championships.
Wow.
In the seafood category.
Mike wants to judge a soup category is what he wants. He wants a soup-off.
A soup-off.
That's it, a soup-off, yeah. So it's just... You know, we're in the bayou to celebrate the seafood capital of Alabama, and and we'll do some things related to that. But it's also this is with our partner out of Montgomery BBQ Productions. So we film all these things, and we stream them on 20 different platforms.
Nice.
So it's a way to promote not only the cook-off, but also the area and Bala Battery and that stuff. So if anybody needs more information, they can go to steakcookoffs.com, which is the website to register, or they can obviously go to Alabama Coasting.
Cool.
Yeah. Excellent.
it's a cool thing. We've got two more events left this year. Our finale with BBQ is November 4th and 5th. We're going to be at the Hangout, and we're doing a triple steak cook-off that day, and that will also determine the winner of our points chase for the year. We do some things with oysters and stuff down there as well. And then December 15th, we've rescheduled our cast iron skillet to December 10th at Fort Gaines on Dauphin Island. So.
So December,
a couple more cook-offs to go, and we've got some other things in the hopper.
Get a little better weather, I think.
Yeah. Heck, if it's the week after Christmas, it'll be just like it would have been in September, if last year's any indication.
I'm sorry. 90 degrees this week. What the heck is going on?
98 this week.
No,
but with a low of 69, so.
That's not right.
We're
supposed to have some kind of break.
I'm going to make a prediction for you on your pizza cooking contest that at least one, and I'll even say probably three people, will do some version of a gumbo pizza.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
I've had one at the gumbo cook-off on Dauphin Island before.
Who made it? Wasn't Jennifer, was it?
No. It was the guy that was the president of the rodeo that year. I'm trying to remember who it was. But he's a regular down there most of the cook-offs, and if I said the name.
Gene?
No, it wasn't Gene, but it was one of his buddies. That's always
Jennifer makes too much. She's too good at gumbo to do anything funky with it. She makes winning gumbo.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, y'all make all that funny stuff. Y'all make all that funny stuff. I'm gonna make winning gumbo. Yeah.
That's it.
I was several years ago. I was a finalist in the last group of callbacks for Food Network Star. And when I went back for my last callback audition in New Orleans, there was a guy in there, and me and the other chef that were left to audition that night were listening to him, and he goes, y'all gonna love me on Food Network. I'm the California Cajun. Like this dish I got right here. No one's ever heard of this at all anywhere. That's my creation. It's called gumbo pizza. And I looked at the other chef, and I said, yeah, I was at a cook-off last week. A guy came in second place with gumbo pizza, and he goes, there's 40 restaurants in the French Quarter right now that have a gumbo pizza. That guy didn't make it either, neither did we.
He should have used Google.
I can't think of the guy's name now, but from Baton Rouge, that went on Bobby Flay and did his signature dish was gumbo. So he beat Bobby Flay in an hour, or in 40 minutes, doing a gumbo dish. He's a big guy out of Baton Rouge. I can't think of his name right now, but it was fun to watch.
Yeah. Hmm. I can do a gumbo in an hour.
Bobby Flay's eyes get big on gumbo in 40 minutes.
I will do it the same way every Louisiana grandmother does it. She doesn't cook that roux for 4 hours.
Mm-mm.
She cooks it for 20 minutes and adds some kitchen bouquet to it. Every Cajun grandmother has a bottle of kitchen bouquet.
Yeah,
is it bouquet or bouquet?
My brother's secret recipe for a gumbo is Zatarain's.
Yeah, and if I'm in a time constraint like that, I have no issues using a pre-cooked roux or a roasted flour that's already done. You know, this is a competition. It's not a competition to see who can do the most authentic gumbo. It was a competition to see who could do a gumbo in 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Time restraint, yeah.
Yeah, so your tradition
is under pressure, for sure.
And you know what the main purpose of tradition is? To be broken. That's why we have traditions, is like to records, break them.
Like records. Records are made to be broken.
Yeah. The traditions are there so that you know when someone's actually creative.
My biggest challenge is I've been watching Stanley Tucci's Searching for Italy.
I love it.
And I'm not supposed. I'm my new diet is less pasta. It ain't gonna work.
Have you tried the Palmolini? I think it's called, where they make a linguine out of the hearts of palm.
Really?
It's in the pasta section. It's either in a Ziploc bag or a can. Everyone I know that's on low carb diet said they don't miss spaghetti with it. That it's just fantastic. I keep meaning to try it, and I haven't gotten around to it yet. But I love hearts of palm. Exactly what it says. It's the very heart, the dead center of a palm tree.
Well, yeah, and you know, pasta is just the base for whatever you're doing.
In America, yes. Stanley Tucci would argue that in Italy, the pasta is the dish. The sauce is not necessary.
That's true.
Yeah, but they have better pasta than we do.
I have a pasta machine somewhere in storage. I hope my second ex-wife didn't take it.
Why? Were you ever going to use it?
Eventually.
Yeah, that's like the
I won't now. She got it. If she got it, I won't now.
I've had one for 5 years. I hadn't taken it out of the box yet.
Oh, my God.
But I got it for $14.95.
I don't need the 2 hours.
Yeah. Now, I've made ravioli from scratch before, and I've done tagliatelle, which is kind of like pappardelle, but it's you just roll it out and you cut it with your hand, about a half inch thick flat one. And that's about it as far as getting into making, because I'm not an Italian chef. I mean, if I had an Italian restaurant, I would make the pasta.
What kind of chef are you?
I'm a tired one, Michael.
I think we're all tired this morning.
He's a macaroni chef.
He's a macaroni chef.
You know,
that may be it with being macaroni and cheese. Maybe it's the noodle. Maybe it's that elbow noodle.
That's not a quality ingredient in the box. It's not a terrible ingredient. There's still real cheese in it.
Yeah.
They use that in it's dehydrated. Mm-hmm. It has maltodextrin added to it. And then you add milk, so it's going to get wholesome. But it's not great. I mean, Hamburger Helper is not making it yourself.
Yeah.
You know, opening a can of something is not making it yourself.
Right.
And there's a noticeable difference. You sacrifice quality for convenience. Last Friday night, I went for convenience, and I sacrificed a good night's sleep.
I hear that. A couple weeks ago I went to Dewdrop for the hot dogs, and I had a couple hot dogs and the onion rings, and I knew that I was going to pay the price. It was great, and I got to enjoy it all day the next day.
All right. Well, David, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show. If people have any interest in anything that you're doing, where can they go?
AlabamaCoasting.com or on our Facebook page, Alabama Coasting Facebook page.
Excellent. Mike, can you say the name of the magazine?
Alabama Coasting.
Hey, there you go. Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you, David, from Alabama Coasting.
Here we go. 251-343-0106. Mike, what is that?
That's the Callahan's Irish Social Club texting line.
Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Say some words, Mike.
Word.
Hey, excellent. I'll start off this segment.
Why don't you start off this?
Okay. I'm going to lead off with Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats.
And why?
Because Deborah has reminded us, bras across the causeway, or the Brawsway, as I call it, 5K and fun run is October 8th with a pre-race pasta party by the Cookery Project and Mobtown MacDown, which is the mac and cheese cook-off that I can't judge because we're going to be in Op, Alabama doing a chili cook-off.
I'll be there.
In Op, Alabama? You'll be in Op, Alabama.
What day is that on?
The 29th of October.
Oh, yeah. That's
but the that the pasta party is October 7th. Racers get Belgian waffle sundaes with Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop and smoked sausage from Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats. Our folks.
I'm going to start running.
Sign up for the run event if you just want to eat. All funds go to support expenses of local cancer patients.
Good cause.
It's a great cause. And then thank you, Deborah. There are a lot of food businesses in here that are very philanthropic. And because they're true philanthropists, you don't know everything they're involved in.
Absolutely.
We've talked about Neiman's Catering being one of those, Wenzel's Oyster House. You have no idea how much these people give to charity. Our friends at Hall's, they're another one. They do so much for this community. And
my employer does a lot of charity donations. You just don't know it.
Right, and that's true.
They don't talk about it. They don't.
And I have spoken before, like a company like Subaru. I'm kind of torn with them because they do make commercials about the great things they do. And I'm thinking, well, you shouldn't do that. But then I think what they're doing with that commercial is not saying, hey, buy from us. They're telling the other companies, we can do it, so can you.
Absolutely.
So I'm kind of okay with Subaru tooting their horn about that because they're just trying to set an example.
And they're going places in the South. So anyway.
And they build probably the best automobile on earth right now. I mean, if you get your regular service jobs every year, it'll look the same in 15 years it did the day you bought it. So who do you want to thank?
I want to thank Hall's.
We just did that. Good job.
Folks, I'm tired this morning. I'm sorry. and I didn't even go out. Had a bad dream. Anyway, we certainly want to thank Bob's Downtown Diner.
Where is that?
They're the corner where they're on North Jackson and St. Francis.
I don't know those streets.
Of Fat and Happy.
That's the streets I know.
Peace, Love, and Bacon Grease.
There you go.
They were slammed to taste. Thank God. Yeah. Thank God. I know they're always busy.
Yeah, they're always good to see.
Yeah. But Le Bouchon Wine and Tapas Bar
over there in Daphne, Alabama.
They had folks. You hadn't done anything until you go and seen played. Wino Bingo. You'll have to check. You'll have to check their Facebook page out and see what it is again.
I tell you, Bingo is a big draw at places around Mobile. I've done some mac and cheese events at various Bingos.
Yeah.
And they bring people in. It's fun.
I tell you, on Monday nights they do it at the garage. You don't ever know what you get your choice, like some Hall's cough drops. or you might get a ream of paper.
I'll tell you, because you love a drink and you love a free drink, if you win like the bingo at Braided River, you're going to get a Braided River gift card.
Oh, okay.
Walking distance to your apartment.
And crawling.
Great beer.
Yeah. So they do a great job.
We have a lot of good breweries in town, but we also need to think... we did Hall Sausage, but Butch Cassidy's Cafe.
Yes, they do.
Right there in the heart of Flo Shell. It's not near famous anymore, folks. It says it on the menu.
It is famous.
It is now famous.
It is now famous.
Butch Burger.
And a lot of people don't know, and Roy loves when I do this.
Mistake wings.
That's all we got to say about that.
Mistake wings.
So they're not on the menu. Anyway. You're welcome, Roy. He's probably going, right now.
And of course, you know, we just heard from David Calametti with Alabama Coasting. If you want to know anything
going on.
Is that
what it's called, Alabama Coasting?
Yeah, Alabama Coasting.
Okay.
All this time, Mike's been going Mississippi, sitting around watching TV, which is close.
That landmass.
Right, landmass watching TV.
Yeah. So anyway, Genieware special this week.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember, huh?
Well, and
I think we're all
tired.
You,
I told you the drive-through didn't go well.
Yeah, you told us about that.
Yesterday, I didn't hardly eat anything, naturally. I had a bowl of cereal, no appetite at lunch. Came home, I had a frozen pizza.
Okay.
Half, or a couple of pieces of a frozen pizza, anyway. And that's pretty much it. And Friday was just such a long, busy day. And I'm trying to think what I did Thursday.
Well, let me
tell you. Thursday I was at Braided River. Tuesday I was at Braided River. Had a lot of mac and cheese. Tuesday I was at Old Majestic. Friday night I was at Old Majestic again for their Sour Fest, which is still going on this weekend.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they have a special tap set up with the sours that they're demoing this weekend. A lot of people out there sold a lot of mac and cheese.
Sorry, I can't do sours.
It's not my cup of tea either, but it is the most popular style right now, and I'll take a sour over an IPA any day.
Yeah.
I'd rather something be sour than taste like a tennis shoe.
Mm-hmm.
But the fresh IPAs and Braided River, I think, is getting ready to do one with fresh hops that were grown for them at Auburn. It's a thing they're doing with Auburn University.
Saw that.
Now, fresh hops, I love.
Okay.
And like Fairhope Brewing has some, their IPAs I like a lot because it's fresh. Because you could taste that fresh floralness.
Mm-hmm.
Most of your IPAs that come from, that aren't craft or aren't local.
Yeah.
They're using the dry hops and it's just bitter. You don't get the floral accent that comes with it. And I guess I like the floral notes or the herbaceous.
Yeah. Well, I like strange things.
That's true.
And
like his co-host, for example.
Yeah, we're pretty strange. And stranger than most. But listen, I went by Miss D's again this week.
I saw that fried bologna sandwich.
Folks, it's $4. That's all it is. It's $4. Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pay another $4 for your side, which I got tater tots.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and it's light,
And it is an ode to process food without being ultra processed, because there looks like they're using a really good bologna, not some cheap stuff.
Yeah, it's bigger it's bigger than the bread.
Yeah.
It hangs out of the bread.
Right, they're probably doing like,
and it's French toast. It's French toast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not.
Really
it's not white bread. It's French toast.
Yeah, but savory French toast.
I'm sorry. I'll take that back. It's Texas toast.
Texas toast.
Yeah.
Still.
It's thick.
Yeah. And when I've done them usually on like a wheat berry bread that's toasted. And I have always gotten the most expensive bologna that I could get from my distributor and hand sliced it. Did it ourselves. And that's a totally different story than getting some cheap pack of dollar bologna.
Well, I've watched bologna prices in stores double.
Yeah. We should see some relief coming to the grocery store soon, because right now the price of chicken wings is cheaper than it was before COVID. But those chicken wings at that price aren't going to be available in the market for probably another 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a 3 month behind kind of thing. And one of the ways that we kept prices during the shutdown from getting astronomically high was we dipped into the nation's reserve of frozen foods.
Mm.
And that kept the price, because we hadn't. But we got to go.
Already?
Yeah.
All right, folks. Get out there. Support local. Be local. Buy local.
And provolone.
Provolone.
Every time we go out.